right smack dab in the heart of this book. After all, I've just shared one of the darkest moments of my life with you. I'm certainly not going to throw stones from my glass house. When people tell me they're afraid of offending, the reality is that they're more afraid of the consequence of offense. They're worried that they might lose credibility, lose status, or even get quote-unquote canceled. You're not afraid of taking action. You're afraid of what happens on the other side of action. You're afraid of being judged, rejected, and/or defamed, just like I was afraid. That is the danger zone we will be neutralizing together in this book. We are making it safe for you to do, say, and be whatever is true for you, even if it means someone is upset, annoyed, resentful, or even disgusted. Whenever I've asked someone why they haven't spoken up or started their business or even dyed their hair a funky color, I get a variation of the same answer. I don't want to offend. That's where it always goes, to self-rejection. You deny your own wants for the approval and acceptance of others. It's not really the fear of offending. It's the fear of how these three questions will be answered. What will they think? Judgment. What will they do? Rejection. What will they tell others? Defamation. I know you know that rejection hurts, but did you know there's a scientific explanation? According to an article published in Psychology Today, the same pathways are activated when we are rejected as when we experience physical pain. This is why rejection hurts so much. Your brain actually thinks you're being physically hurt when you experience the emotional pain of rejection. The good news is, this book will give you tools and strategies to help you increase your pain tolerance. That, along with so much more, is what you'll take away from this book. Not only will it help you release the fear attached to these three questions, but also it will help you find the courage, confidence, and strength to do and say everything you want without sacrificing what you have. As we begin, I invite you to sign off on these four permission slips. I give myself permission to live in truth. I give myself permission to live in faith. I give myself permission to live in freedom. I give myself permission to live in abundance. The book is divided into four parts based on these permission slips. By the time you finish listening to this book, you will have the science-backed knowledge, tools, and strategies to help you live unfiltered, unashamed, and unafraid. That being said, there is weight and responsibility associated with giving yourself permission to offend. Please use this work wisely. With a compassionate approach, it has the power to change the shape of our world. And oh, by the way, giving yourself permission to offend, the way I prescribe in this book, is the best way to get anything and everything you've ever wanted without losing what matters to you most. I'm living proof of this. I, like you, have found myself in harmful patterns. One minute I had momentum, the next moment I was spiraling out of control. One day I felt fearless, ready to conquer the world. The next day I was curled up in the fetal position, hiding under my blankets. I couldn't seem to shake this feeling that something was off in my life, and I couldn't figure out what or why. Despite being the only one of my siblings to get a college degree, serving in the United States Marine Corps, and starting a beautiful family, I found myself at one point in my life needing to take a long, hard look in the mirror. My accomplishments were many, but I was still living in fear. I was still behaving counter to my own value system. I was still comparing myself to everyone around me, including family, friends, and colleagues, all of whom seemed to be passing me by. It was painful and frustrating, and more than anything, I wanted to break the cycle. It wasn't easy, and it for sure wasn't overnight. It was one small choice, one act of liberation at a time. First, I had to get sober again. Next, I had to reevaluate all of my relationships. I had to learn how to stop responding to certain friends who no longer served me.